I've got no idea where I put this little... It's actually quite appropriate. I've put some bongo drums in the background there and people are going, why are you doing that? Now, I'm joined in the studio by author Nicholas Barrett, who's here to talk about his debut book, Michaelmas Term, or Why Is That Boy Naked? Hello. Can you hear yourself all right?
I couldn't hear a thing.
Oh, really? Well, that's a bit unusual. Did you turn your headphones up really loud?
No.
No? Still nothing?
We'll do it without.
We'll do it without. I'll shout really loudly.
This is the interview. Michaelmas Term, or Why Is My Head Naked of Headphones?
Don't say that. Now, before we talk about the book, we've been having the chat off air. You've got such a varied career, but when did you start actually writing?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. When I was at primary school, I used to write. We called them compositions then, but I always enjoyed writing little stories. We used to get given an exercise, what did you do at the weekend? And you could write, well, I wrote a short story about what I do at the weekend. Why are you asking me that? You would hand these in, and it developed. Over a time, I sort of stopped writing and then picked it up again when I got to secondary school, but I've always had an interest in books. Terrible bookworm. I mean, the place was absolutely crammed with as many books as I could get my hands on, old, new. A lot of stuff on science and history. I just seemed to be fascinated by stuff. I started writing lyrics, I suppose, for songs when I was with a band.
Yeah.
And really because nobody else wanted to do it. But I thought, yeah, it might be fun. So I had a go at that. And that seemed to go okay. Nobody seemed to throw over things. So I'd always had the ideas for short stories.
Yeah.
Mostly used to put a little stupid story into letters home to parents or, you know, brother or sister, something like that, to entertain them. That's what I was doing originally. About a year and a bit ago when I started writing to my brother and I thought, little short story, let's make something up. Before I realised it, I got about 2,500 words. It got longer. Mm. The story got longer. My brother's the same size, yeah, as far as I know. I haven't checked, to be fair. I'll do that later. But it developed into this. Once I got some characters there, I thought, based on my own experiences and based on the characters I created, let's see what happens if I let them write the story for me. So basically, they do what they're going to do. They have the conversations they have, and I write down what they say.
Yeah.
So they're doing it for me, in effect. It's great fun, but created. It's loosely based on my own school.
Now, before we get to the story, because I want to catch your life before we get to the book, because you're an interesting guy. You've been a session drummer, which is a hard job to do, because being a drummer, you've got to be good. So you must have been a good player, or you still are a good player, although... The first one at a gig, the last one to go home. Nobody ever gives you a hand.
That's
packing
it.
Packing the gear away.
A lot of blisters, a lot of splinters.
That's it.
Yeah, I did one or two.
Not appreciated.
One or two sessions. Yeah, trying to keep the finger marks off the cymbals. We've all been there. We've all suffered for our art.
Can I play the drums? No, you cannot.
Can I have a go?
Can I have a go? No, you cannot. You've also done stand-up comedy. That is one of the things I was saying to you off air. Must be this, if you're, especially being a drummer and you're at the back, because that's normally where drummers are, at the
Absolutely,
back of the band,
yeah.
And then being pushed forward to the front. Why did you want to do it?
It was just something, originally, a friend of mine couldn't turn up for a gig.
Mm.
And because I thought, well, this is a charity show, I know his material, because I was actually running the tape recorder for him, because he had a lot of sound effects.
Yeah.
Not him personally, although we did have treatment for that.
Exactly.
I sat there and pressed the buttons.
Mm.
Again, not on him, on the machine, let's be clear. And I thought, well, I know the material, let's see. Then the charity still gets the money.
Yeah.
He doesn't get a bad name for not turning up for the gig. And I thought, well, I quite like this, it's good fun. However, the first time you do leave the drum kit and stand there with just a mic for protection, that's the night you discover that adrenaline is brown.
Yes.
And you're looking at the faces thinking, not will they laugh, more will they eat me?
Mm.
Are they armed?
Yeah.
Do I leave the fire escape open? You know, shouting, Keith, keep the engine running. They don't look good. It's Jeremy Carl's waiting room out there.
Yeah.
You do panic. But if you can get that rapport with the crowd, it's very satisfying. It's good fun. Didn't do a lot of stand-up because then I thought about writing a little bit more seriously, and also I was doing a job for a large company then, so I sort of ticked along writing forests of post-it notes and little reminders on endless bits of paper, and I say about a year and a half ago I got them all together and put them all into this little work we have here, which I've just released.
Now, I'm still going to ask you about your living, before we get to the book, we are going to get to the book, because you've had such an interesting life. Now, I want to talk about the ghosts in a second. You're originally from Lincolnshire. Why are you based down in Essex? Why did you move down here? Why?
Okay, well, from Lincolnshire. You'll get letters. People will write, I tell you. It's just a case of moving around. I was born and brought up in Lincolnshire, went to school there. From there, I moved to Lincoln. I went to art college, which was wonderful. Really nice place. Great college. From thence, I discovered rock and roll, which was good fun. Touring up and down the place with a variety of success.
Mm.
You know, you have some good gigs, you have some bad gigs.
Yep.
As a performer yourself, you'll know the pitfalls of that. We didn't play many pits, but we were always open if they wanted us. It's like working down the pit, and you say, what sort of lamps did you use down the coal mines? And my uncle used to say, I don't know what you mean, I didn't do nights. I thought, oh, okay. Thanks. But no, moved from Lincoln, I ended up in Sheffield, because a friend of mine had got a band there, and they were short of a drummer.
Yeah.
Joined his band, then worked there for about 19 years as a manager for the city council.
Mm.
Doing various admin jobs, very varied, very interesting. Good people. From there, moved sort of over the border just into Derbyshire. And from there, met my lovely partner. And I was still in bands at that point, but we were sort of touring and froing, doing the working man clubs, just really for the experience. And then we were on the brink of getting signed to a major label, but it didn't work out, unfortunately. And then we decided to make a move back to Essex, where my partner's from.
Yep.
And back we came, and soon found myself working for the Royal Mail in Romford, and made my way through to become a manager there.
All right. Now, you lived when you were up in Lincolnshire with, and I read this, a ghost called Mr. Goodman. Now, are you somebody that sees ghosts, or is this something you've made up, or is this a real thing that actually happened?
That is actually true.
Right, and this is from being a little boy.
When I was a very small boy, I mean, I'm talking about my earliest recollection of this would be maybe 3 or 4 years old.
Mm.
And we used to hear footsteps. It was the place I grew up was an old small hole in. It was a very small farm in the village of Great Gunnerbay. We used to hear the footsteps walking across the ceiling. You'd hear the footsteps walking up the stairs. Doors would open and close. Really, being too young to be terrified, Mum would just say, oh, that's Mr. Goodman. Don't worry about it. So I never thought to ask why I couldn't see Mr. Goodman, but I just grew up thinking, well, it's Mr. Goodman.
Mm.
And I would be about five, and I did ask her about it. And she said, oh, he used to live here before, it was his house, and let me show you something. So into the back kitchen we go. She got a handful of tea towels, which she just basically threw on a chair. We left the room. After about 5 minutes, we went back. There are the tea towels all folded up in a nice pile. He was the tidiest ghost you could ever meet. We never saw him.
Yeah.
Love to have said thank you or something, but he was a thoroughly lovely old gentleman. We heard him. He didn't jump out and scare people. He was no trouble at all. But
and up until you left, you were still sort of hearing things.
We left that house. Yeah, absolutely. Not all the time. He wasn't a nuisance. But we left that house, I think, when I was about 9 years old, 8 or 9. And moved to another one. I don't know whether the people who moved in afterwards still had the pleasure of his company. I would hope they did, but I thought the least I can do is give him a mention.
Yes, hello, Mr. Goodman, but don't follow me around. Now, the book, Michaelmas Term, or Why Is That Boy Naked?
Yes, indeed.
How long? You've got some great reviews already. The book's not been out very long. How long did it actually take you to put the book together?
Planning stage took me a few months because it was done in stages, on the back of envelopes, little post-it notes, sitting scribbling in notebooks, really just putting out. It's a system I use, which I call the ladder. So you get the run, really working out how you're going to climb up and get to where you need
to be. Do you just get these kind of ideas? You might wake up and go, oh, I've just thought about what can happen, I've got to write it.
Yeah, it can be something that you overhear in the street.
Mm.
It might be a conversation that you think, oh, that is superb. Because people do say great things.
Yeah.
The little old lady that says, oh, I don't like winter, I like summer, I don't like dark nights. And I'm thinking, what other sort can you have? Okay, that's fine. I'll write that down.
Yeah.
On the pad, you know, as with my friend who suffers from incontinence, I always travel with a pad.
Yes.
And it comes in handy. No, you just scribble lines down.
Mm.
Some of these thoughts do occur to you. Strange things. I don't know whether it happens to anybody else. If they do, I'd like to meet a fellow sufferer. But you do get these odd thoughts that just fly in.
Yeah.
Why do you never see a sign in Braille that says, do not touch? It could be anything. It could be anything like that. You know, do fish ever get thirsty? These are questions that I'm...
That's a thought, actually.
Why is there only the one Monopolies Commission? This is stuff people need to know.
Tell us about the character in the book and give us an outline, without giving too much away, because we want people to buy the book.
An outline. Buy lots of the books.
Yeah, buy lots of the books.
Oh, get all you people with big families. And actually, my manners. Do excuse me. I must say a big thank you to Jack, by the way, for introducing me to the station. Thank you very much for your help.
Mr. Salisbury. Yes.
Dr. Salisbury will be, no doubt, presenting me with a bill, which I shall pay in full.
Is he a doctor?
No, I made that up.
Oh, sorry.
No,
I've got a few problems. I'll say, give me his number, I'll ring him off the
No. He's not medically qualified at all.
Oh, right. That'd be a little bit creepy then, wouldn't it? Really?
Yeah, he's not qualified. He'll have a good stare. But no,
that's always nice. Tell us about the book and the characters in the main character.
The main character is loosely based on myself.
Mm.
Small boy from a small village who sits a church scholarship exam, as did I, for reasons best known to the church and the education system, finds himself passing the exam and he's catapulted, hurled, I tell you, into this strange public school, St. Onan's Academy, which is huge, ancient, terrifying. And he suddenly discovers these are people that think that diversity is a Welsh college. It's an odd institution which holds itself up as the very pinnacle of excellence.
Mm.
But you'll soon find out that the staff are as mad as a hatful of spoons.
Mm.
This is where the class thing comes in, because not to dwell on it too much, but there was a big class divide.
Mm.
So it's the haves and the have-nots.
You've got a great speaking voice. So did you go to school? Did you have an accent before you went there? And was that kind of beaten out of you?
I don't know. I must have picked this up from school.
Mm.
I really must have. I mean, they were... Don't get me wrong, they were really nice people.
Mm.
But the staff were great. And you do... originally, I did have, a Grantham accent. But that's no slight on Grantham at all. Lovely place. And... as far as we know, it's not twinned with anywhere. I think it's got a suicide pact with Boston, but we need to check that out.
Yes.
The A1's got the sense to keep going. It's wonderful. Boston, lovely. I went there once, it was shut.
Glad you said shut. I was a little bit worried then.
No, that's fine. Self-editing, I've got the button on, it's all right.
Thank you.
Yeah, he finds himself at this school. It's not what he expects, but what I've tried to bring out in there is the terror that we've all felt. Because we've all been there. If you think of school... I bet without too much hard work you can think of what it smelled like, looked like, how big it was when you first got there.
Yeah.
And it was trying to bring that sense of isolation and almost abandonment out in the book and thinking, where do I go? What do? I don't know anybody. I don't know. I got together with three or four friends and we all made a little pact that if we stuck together, we'd probably survive it. Mm. All the normal issues. There was a bit of class stuff, you know. It was never an issue with the people. I was actually at school with a couple of lords.
Yeah.
Never
was this
an issue.
A boarding school, or was it an all boys?
They
school?
Boarded. I was the lowest of the low. I was a day boy.
Right.
Which means that we only got beaten up once a day, which was quite. which was similar to quite a lot of us, but we weren't the absolute lowest of the low. But we were pretty much. We used to fill in for them when they were on holiday. But good school. But he finds himself there. It's. Adapting to the school, and it also brings in the characters from his village, the home life, his lovely uncle, Uncle Joe, who's going to be doing lots of things. 70% of the incidents in the book, embarrassingly, did happen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into detail.
Yeah.
I keep getting asked the question, and I must make this clear. The boy, why is that boy naked? It wasn't me.
Yeah.
I know who it was. If he wants to own up to it, that is entirely a matter for himself and his solicitors. I'm saying nothing.
Is there humour in the book?
Yeah.
So is it a book where you've got some very, obviously going to a new school and feeling maybe that you don't, people feel that they don't fit in, and as you were saying about the class thing?
Light and shade. That's what I've tried to do in the book, because there are some bits of panic, there are some bits of terror. As I say, the issues that I'm sure all school kids deal with.
Yeah.
Certain things like isolation. I've tried to write those as I think it happened. I mean, yes, I've blown some out of all proportion to get a bit of artistic license in there, but everything that I think you would come across at school, I've tried to get in there. It is funny, because it was funny.
Mm.
There was some great stuff.
Yeah.
Without giving too much away, there were teachers there that certainly in my 6 years at my senior school, I never saw him sober.
Mm.
But he was wonderful. He was a superb teacher, absolute genius. And now when you look back on it, it's funny because you think, these were really great people.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you're going in there. Some of the characters I've changed slightly. Again, without giving away too much plot, there is a mathematics teacher who has a spirit guide. So whilst he's teaching about Pythagoras' theorem, Mrs. Noakes will give you selection from Cats or Miss Saigon or some of the West End musicals. This can happen at any time.
Right.
But with me, it's me sitting thinking, what if?
Mm.
So I've just turned that round. The art teacher has certain obsessions. I'll say no more. The divinity teacher is interesting because it turns out he's sort of a Satanist.
Right.
Ever so slightly, mm-hmm. if you can be, a sort of Satanist light.
Yep.
For those who don't want the...
the full experience.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He's got a nemesis. He wanted to get in touch with Satan, which I think is the wrong thing to do. Don't do it, kids.
No.
It'll lead you down the wrong path. He wanted to get in touch with Satan. Slightly dyslexic, gets in touch with Stan. Stan has been reincarnated as a rabbit. Stan is furious about this.
Mm.
Stan is not a happy bunny.
No.
So you can see where this is going.
Yes.
He will take every and each opportunity to get back at the Rev, who he thinks is tormenting him, and he doesn't like what he's doing to the kids. So there again, I thought, well, what if?
Mm.
Let's see where we can... how many torments can we cram in one chapter?
Have you got an idea of who you would have liked to... Could be somebody... Well, preferably living is always handy. But would it be anybody... You know, have you got anybody... Because it could be... We might say Cary Grant would have been the main, you know. He's not going to be now, obviously, because he's been dead for about 35
Why
years.
Why is that boy naked?
Yeah, he's very good.
Cary, what's going on? Can you get dressed, Cary? We're not paying you.
Yes.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. You'd be looking, I suppose, for one of the promising young actors to do that. I hadn't really thought about that.
Mm.
I mean, some of the teachers, I'd love to play the history teacher
You've
myself.
You've got to. If it's your book and they're going to do a film adaptation of it, you've got to say, yeah, you can do the film adaptation, that's not too bad, but I'm in it.
Oh, just for the fun of falling off the raised bit at the front of the classroom.
Mm.
Just the sheer joy of doing that flip. I can just see myself doing that.
Mm.
But I can... it was interesting. Well, it was interesting for me. Found a photograph from 1971 the other day, looking back at the schoolboys in there, looked down the row, and I thought, wow, the guy that I've put in as the history teacher here, bless him, looked exactly as I remembered him.
Mm.
So I thought, great, because it now works with the character. It firms that up.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody else would know him, and I certainly wouldn't disclose his real name.
Mm.
But he was such a joy to be in the same room as him. What a brilliant teacher. I thought, well, if I... done anything. I've tried to make him as caring in the book as he actually was in real life.
Yeah.
But playing him, I'd love to do that myself.
Yeah.
If I could get the insurance, I would do it.
Mm. So who is this? Is this a good for a holiday read? The book to take into the bath? Because you can't... I like books, you see. I don't like Kindles. I have a Kindle. I read the news on
Excellent.
It.
Excellent.
But you can't take... There's nothing like having... Just for nobody else has touched it. Anyone else touches it in my book, I'll get very angry. Because it's that first opening of the book... The smell
Absolute.
Of the book, it's the whole experience.
I like the tactile feel. I like picking a book up, holding a book. For me, the mechanics of turning that page, it's almost the anticipation. Oh, what's going to be on the next page?
Mm.
And unless you've got the wrong idea and you go, oh, there's more words.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't expect that. There's not a single picture in it. I want my money back. Actual physical act of book. I think they're very impersonal, Kindles. I don't like them. They're too mechanical for me.
Mm.
You know, it's a flick of a finger. It's not got that... I don't know, that feel, it's almost a pleasure when you think, well, I'll just have a cup of tea, in goes the bookmark, and then, now, where was I? You almost rub your hands with pleasure, thinking, right. But it's the comfort of holding it.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to have a book physically there. I don't know, maybe it's me. I'm not a technophobe, but I do prefer the feel of a paper book, always have.
Yeah, definitely. Now, if people want to get hold of the book, you've already got reviews on Amazon.
Yes, indeed.
Which are coming through, and you've got, you've been, well, you're not on Twitter yet, but you will be on Twitter. soon, because you'll be, once you get addicted to it, I'm telling you now, you'll be sat there again making all these comments, getting all famous friends. They'll be appearing in your film. It'll take off.
That's I find for getting hold of the book, bookshops are probably one of the better places. Yeah, we just launched it on the 25th, mm-hmm. which is only relatively recently.
Yeah,
it's going out there, as I say, on Amazon. I'm speaking to a lot of retail outlets at the moment, pleading my case, saying, please stock the book. I'm marketing this book as the best fun you can have whilst fully dressed.
Right, okay.
And I stand by that statement.
Yep.
I don't know what we do about a money-back guarantee, and I don't know what people are going to do, fully dressed or otherwise, whilst they read the book.
Mm.
But that's what I'm trying to do at the moment. It's marketing. I'm trying to get it out there. As I say, Amazon can go direct through the publishers.
Yep.
There's a variety of sites, but get yourself an Amazon. It's the book that I always wanted to be able to buy but couldn't find.
Mm.
So I thought, well, I'm going to have some fun with this. And I've really put a lot of hard work to make it as entertaining as I can from start to finish. Don't get me wrong, there's some sad stuff in there.
Mm.
But again, it's that light and shade to try and get a bit of balance. But hopefully the people are telling me, God bless them, that the fun they're having, the characters are starting to come through, and they generally want to find out what they're going to do and how it's going to work out. And that means, well, it's a big few, because you think, well, I'm doing my job right.
Yeah.
So the entertainment is there. And for everybody that has bought it, thank you so very much.
Excellent.
Anybody that's thinking about it, speak to the people that have bought it. They've got the right idea. You're getting left out.
Yes, and you can go and check on Amazon, Nicholas Barrett, and the book is Michaelmas Term or Why Is That Boy Naked? If you go along to Amazon, you'll see the reviews. It's got great reviews already. As you said, it's not been out for very long at all, so it's just beginning
to get it.
So if you want something to read, if you go on a late holiday, or if you want any time, as you said, I like to read my books in the bath. That's when I sit, because I relax. And then I do sometimes read in the evening, but I don't want to give you an impression of what I'm just sat in the book. It's a horrible thought. But that's what I'm there and I'm reading. And I do love the, as I said, physical copy of books rather than the Kindle. Yeah. But you can download, if you're going away and that's what you want to do, then you can download it. As soon as we do have your Twitter, obviously I will be tweeting out about your book as well. And you need to speak to Sylvia Kent. I'll give you her details, because she's ever so nice.
Thank you so much.
She does the book club here, you
Absolutely
see.
Absolutely marvellous.
You might be able to come back.
A big thank you for everybody at the station for having me.
Well, it's only me here at the moment, but, you know, there are some people floating around somewhere. It's not a ghost, by the way.
Oh, it's not Mr. Cook. I brought him with
me.
No,
I think there is some sort of ghost in the studio, though, because one of our presenters was doing a show with some mediums.
Wow.
And they heard a whoo that came over the microphone. Like,
oh, you see, I'm more of an extra large, so that's...
Thank you very much. So, if you want to find out the book, go and check it out on Amazon. Nicholas Barrett, Michaelmas Term, or Why Is That Boy Naked? You can buy it now. How much is it?
It is £10.99.
Excellent. See, you can get hours and hours and hours, days of fun out from a book.
The gift that keeps on giving. It's absolutely marvellous.
That's what I meant to say. Thank you very much. Hopefully we'll see you in the studio again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You're welcome. Thanks very much. 11:57, do some ads for you.